From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Obama says more than 100 nations and institutions have joined a global movement to destroy the Islamic State militant group. Obama was speaking on Tuesday at the United Nations in New York, where he chaired a summit on countering violent extremism and the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. The U.S. president announced that Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He also told the summit that the campaign against ISIL will involve both successes and setbacks.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Obama said the Islamic State continues to hold the Iraqi cities of Fallujah, Mosul, and Ramadi, but has lost a third of the Iraqi territory that it once held. Western embassies in Bangladesh are warning their citizens of potential terrorist attacks in the country. The warnings follow Monday's fatal shooting of an Italian aid worker in the Bangladeshi capital, an attack claimed by the Islamic State. The U.S. Embassy says it has reliable information suggesting that militants may be planning to target Australian interests in Bangladesh. It says such attacks likely would affect other foreigners. This is VOA. Witnesses in Burkina Faso's capital say gunfire has erupted as the army tries to force rebel soldiers behind a recent failed coup to disarm. The fighting in Ouagadougou began Tuesday afternoon local time, a few hours after government troops surrounded the base of the renegade presidential guard unit known as the RSP. RSP leader General Gilbert Diendere appeared on a local radio station and asked his men to lay down their weapons. But a journalist in Ouagadougou, Emily Iob, said she reported seeing RSP troops and army soldiers exchanging fire outside the camp. The UN Refugee Agency says fighting among rival militias in the Central African Republic has killed at least 37 people and wounded more than 100 others since Saturday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the violence that was triggered by the murder of a young Muslim man in the capital, Bangui. He also has expressed concern about the escape of more than 500 prisoners from Bangui's main prison on Monday. UN troops have been deployed to try to restore order in the city. Lisa Schlein has more on the situation in the CAR.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman Leo Dobbs says the situation remains tense with shooting in central Bangui.
We fear that the violence that we're seeing in Bangui is a return to the dark days of late 2013 and 2014 when thousands were killed and tens of thousands had to flee their homes. We're particularly concerned about getting access to the thousands of people who have fled their homes since Saturday.
UN agencies say people displaced by the violence are in urgent need of basic aid. Several international organizations, including the UNHCR and International Organization for Migration, have had their compounds looted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Congress has just one day remaining to approve a short-term federal spending bill and send it to President Obama's desk for his signature. The U.S. federal government's spending authority expires at midnight Wednesday, Washington time. Unless both houses of Congress act to approve the short-term spending extension to December 11th, a partial shutdown of the federal government will begin. A Senate vote is expected early Wednesday, with the House of Representatives voting sometime thereafter. And North Korea is threatening to cancel a planned inter-Korean family reunion planned for October 20th. Tuesday's threat by a North Korean state body is in response to criticisms from South Korea's president of Pyongyang's nuclear program and human rights record. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.